Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah King, and you are listening to my podcast, Wisdoms of the Pommers Buddha, on oddities of the British and German cultures and languages. Great to have you here. In today's episode, we'll be talking about all kinds of seasonal alcoholic drinks, such as Glühwein, for example. Is it such a German thing, or might it even come from somewhere else? And also, what is Feuerzangenbowle? So if you're interested in finding out more, stay tuned. Glühwein, many Germans would imagine, is a very German thing. Hot red wine with citrus fruit and spices. We've known and enjoyed it for generations. Those affiliated with the Swedish culture, by relation or through the marketing stunts of a certain Swedish furniture company, will be familiar with the Scandinavian variant, glögg. But did you know that the English have it too? I was surprised to hear that mulled wine is not just a translation of glögg or glühwein, but is actually its own long-standing tradition in Great Britain. Though probably drunk primarily at home and not at Christmas markets, which are just starting to gain ground over there, the concept and presumably most recipes are utterly identical. The Wikipedia entry for mulled wine, however, reminded me of an interesting German variation of the Glühwein formula, namely Feuerzangenbowle, literally fire tongs punch, which has earned its own right both as a cult film to be watched as a happening Rocky Horror Picture Show style, with bring-along gadgets such as an alarm clock, a torch and a sparkler, and as the beverage which gave the film, or rather the book it is based on, its name and is now the flagship drink for New Year's Eve. Picture a large bowl of mulled wine and a bridge-like metal contraption suspended across the opening of said bowl and holding a large sugar cone. This sugar cone is then soaked with rum and set on fire. More rum is added until the sugar cone has completely dissolved, dripping, together with the rum, into the wine. This light, low-calorie drink is guaranteed to make all of your guests happy. And how do you take yours, subtitled or dubbed? Hear more next week. For the purpose of promoting international understanding, you will find Jamie Oliver's recipe for mulled wine, including one lime, on the Pommers Buddha website. The Pommers Buddha says, dust off your punch bowls and stoke the fire. That was it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can read this text on my website, www.pommersbuddha.com. If you liked this podcast, please do subscribe to it. Take care and hear you soon.